It is John Gibson. It is the Morning Digestion for August 13th. My brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Peter. Lifting a little opening music from Aretha Franklin's Respect. Okay, so it's August, and you know how you can tell? Because there's hardly any news. It's funny, when everybody goes on vacation in the news media, all of a sudden there's no news. But that's kind of what's happening. So the biggest story, and I will get into this in depth on the podcast, which you should subscribe to. It comes a little bit later. You subscribe at johngibson.com. The biggest big story is Chris Cuomo freaking out after some guy came up to him and insulted him by calling him Fredo. And Chris Cuomo said calling an Italian American Fredo is like using the N-word against a black guy. I didn't know that. I could see that Fredo's an insult because he was like, you know, kind of a wimpy, ineffectual turncoat, you know, betrayer, blah, blah, blah. But Chris Cuomo really freaked out and threatened to throw the guy down the stairs and said, I'm going to ruin your shit. So I'll play it later and you can see what you think. Figures as disparate as Geraldo Rivera and Sean Hannity both defended Chris Cuomo, saying that the guy was being an ass, coming up to him and saying what he said. So more of that on the podcast coming up later. And don't forget, you can email me at host@johngibson.com. And I got some callers on the bitch box today that I'm going to have to play about Jeffrey Epstein's death. And the bitch box number is 859-544-2766. Okay, so let's start with the list. Jeffrey, Attorney General Barr is super pissed. One of the two guards was a sub, not even a real guard. That's in the New York Times. New York Times, Trump retweeted a favorite conspiracy theory, murder. Yeah, well, yeah, no shit. That is a favorite conspiracy theory. New York Times columnist James Stewart tells of his meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, which was supposed to be off the record, but since he's dead, it's not off the record anymore, in which Epstein said, well, you know, guys and young girls, that's not so bad. I mean, it's been going on a long time. New York Post tells how he did it. He hanged himself with a bed sheet tied to the bunk bed, and then he fell forward and asphyxiated himself. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I said, so how long to the doctor? I said, how long did that take if you're hanging yourself or you're dead? And he said, well, medical school, they taught us the threes. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food, and you're dead. Trump, a Washington Post, from race to plastic straws, he dials up divisive. Or divisive, says the Washington Post. The translation is, agree with us or you're divisive. You know, like, okay, so Trump picks things that, you know, infuriate his base and infuriate a lot of people. I don't know that I would have chosen plastic straws, to tell you the truth. But nonetheless, the Washington Post seems to say, after we've decided something is right, anybody who quarrels with us is being divisive, whatever that is. Washington Post, Julian Castro buys a Fox and Friends spot on the local in Bedminster, New Jersey, so Trump will see it. I mean, that isn't why he bought the spot. He bought the spot so we could get this news. It cost him $2,500 to buy a spot in Fox and Friends on this local cable in Bedminster, New Jersey. And basically, the story is, I wanted Trump to see it. Bullshit. He wanted to get in the news. Washington Post, a recession would hurt Trump's reelection. Well, No kidding. I mean, yeah. So are you like Bill Maher and you're rooting for a recession? Politics. Arnon Mishkin. This is a friend of mine from Fox. He's one of the guys in the decision desk. Really smart guy. I'm going to try to see if Arnon can do a podcast interview. They're difficult. I mean, I know you guys want interviews, but they're difficult because it's not like the radio show where you could just get people on the phone. I can't do that. They have to sit down at their computer, get lashed up to Skype, and I, you know, then I can do the interview. But it's not so easy. Anyway, I'm going to try to get Arnon. He says Trump hatred is what unites the Democrats, and that is dangerous. Which, of course, means Arnon is wise. New York Times, Bernie's Iowa Fair style, very different than the others. He care less about meeting people. He walks through the place chewing on a corn dog, goes and gets on a lectern and pounds it and says Medicare for all. No attempt whatsoever to, like, meet the people. New York Times, Dems want to revive a plan on a ban on assault weapons. It won't happen because the Republican Congress isn't going to do it. I mean, the Republican Senate and Trump wouldn't sign it. But here's the deal. I mean, I had this argument with a friend of mine on Facebook. Now, this is a big liberal. And she and her husband are friends of mine. And I'm trying to decide how much to say about her and her husband to identify them. And they were TV anchors for a long time and were generally together on the air, husband and wife. And she just hates Trump. So there was a thing about, she was talking about, you know, banning assault weapons. And I said, well, okay. And this is all on Facebook. I said, so what is it about assault weapon you're going to ban? Because if it's the function that it's a semi-automatic weapon, there's just, you know, 300 million semi-automatic deer rifles in this country. Something like that. And she said, well, you know, that's a dodge that gun nuts always use. And I said, well, no, it's not. I mean, if you want to ban the assault weapon because of what it looks like, because you think it contributes to the psychology of somebody, you know, going out and shooting people, that's one thing. We can argue about it. But a semi-automatic rifle is a pretty common thing. And as I explained to her, that when you fire a shot with a semi-automatic, another one reloads automatically. It doesn't fire automatically. You have to pull the trigger again. But she didn't seem to understand that at all. Didn't seem to, it made absolutely no difference to her. And what, look, I think there's some people, like maybe the guy in Dayton, I don't know about the guy in El Paso, but the guy in Dayton seemed to be one of those people who feels emboldened having this gun that looks like a, you know, looks like an assault weapon. And like, well, I'm going to go out and shoot people now because I've got this assault weapon. But, you know, you can go in any gun store and look at these deer rifles, and they're semi-automatic, and they have a magazine or a clip. There's some argument about if there's any difference in that in those two names, but you know, a magazine maybe you hold 10 rounds, maybe fewer, sometimes a little more, but it does the same thing, you know, just bang, 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 bang. You can every time pull the trigger, it fires. And I just don't think these people understand that. They think that if they ban assault weapons, they're banning all semi-automatics. They're not. And they're not going to be able to ban semi-automatic weapons. There's just too many of them, and they're used for legitimate purposes. And I might add that you look at the hunting licenses in this country, and I don't possess one, by the way. I don't hunt. But if you look at the hunting licenses in this country, America has the largest standing army in the world in hunting license holders. All those people are armed to the teeth. And I know of at least one occasion around World War One where Mexico was being pressured to join the German cause by invading the southern border of the United States. And they said, Mexicans said, no, there are too many gringos with guns. Anyway, so, you know, they want to revive a ban on assault weapons. And I guess they want to revive a ban on the way an assault weapon looks, black and a collapsible stock and so forth. Maybe the magazine business, you know, how many shells, cartridges, bullets can be loaded at once. I mean, maybe that, but they're not going to ban the semi-automatic function. That's just not going to work. New York Post, Joe's gaffes. His staff says, well, and he says, oh, that's just Joe being his true self. He's a gaffe machine. He just does that. And he's getting tired of apologizing for it, and he's not going to do it anymore. Although it's starting to worry some Democrats that if he goes up against Trump like that, it's not going to be pretty. The economy, according to the Wall Street Journal, inflation is picking up. I'm old enough to remember when inflation was rampant and it was not good. So I'm not quite sure if the Wall Street Journal take on this is that's a good thing or a bad thing. New York Times tech. This is tech, a tech story. All of a sudden, all the techies out in Silicon Valley are going red, white, and blue and claiming to be American. They used to disdain it, but now that they've got regulators breathing down their necks, they're saying, well, you don't want the Chinese to take over this business, so we're American. LA Times, the Tumblr saga. Yahoo bought it for $1 billion, and it was just sold by Verizon for peanuts. I guess Tumblr is a sort of a app that you can post stuff that you write, but I have no idea what it does. But it's another one of those stories where some geek made $1 billion selling his company, and then the company later had to sell it for nothing. That happened with MySpace and News Corporation. One of those occasions where Rupert Murdoch made a bad bet and lost a lot of money. Climate change, New York Times, people in Phoenix are shifting to the night because the days are so hot. And they got work crews out, like, you know, building highways, concrete work and stuff like that. And they're doing it at night because it's just too damn hot in the daytime. It's still in the 90s at night. They, of course, make this all about climate change. Migrants, Cuccinelli announces plans to deny green cards and citizenship to mooching migrants. You can only have public benefits for a year. And if you go on longer, we're not going to give you the goodies like a green card. This is in the Washington Post, and people are screaming about it. Social justice warriors, Sarah Silverman fired from a movie role for an old blackface picture of herself. Of her in blackface. She calls it righteousness porn. It's in the LA Times. I call this category I should care, but I'm not sure I do. Hong Kong protests, airport closed, it's in the New York Times. I've purposely ignored this Hong Kong protest story for a couple of weeks now, but there it is. It seems to get bigger and bigger. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The first three in this category are Chris Cuomo, I've already discussed, and I'll do more on the podcast. I love this story, a Washington Post. Dog fishing. Online guys pose with cute pets that aren't theirs to attract women. It's called dog fishing. Washington Post, bulletproof backpacks are booming. Wall Street Journal, schools are fighting websites that do the homework for the kids. LA Times, the $5,000 a night hotel room in Waikiki. You know, I was in Waikiki recently. the staff at the hotel was talking about how the hotel, it was a perfectly nice hotel, was being torn down because Waikiki is going super luxury. And this is a, you know, these are mainly catering to Chinese visitors who got piles and piles of dough. So this hotel is 9 floors. Every floor is one room, usually 3-bedroom apartments, essentially. $5,000 a night. It's an experiment in Waikiki. Is this hotel going to make money or is it not? But it's an indicator of what's happening in Waikiki, where it's going super luxury. San Francisco Chronicle, A-Rod. And this is really just stupid. Goes to the ballpark in San Francisco to call a game. I guess he's working on the broadcasting crew. Parks his car on the street. He left $500,000 worth of stuff in his car. Of course someone smashed the windows, broke in, and took all the stuff. But what are you doing with $500,000 worth of crap in your car? Jewelry, electronics, all this. What is the matter with him? Anyway, the email host at johngibson.com, the bitch box, 859-544-2766. And I will talk to you on the podcast coming up in just a little while. You see what I did there? I edited that together. Pretty damn clever of me, wasn't it? Ha! Take that, Arif Mardin.